Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here. Maybe on Renegade Radio, I'm not sure, but we definitely are on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, CastBox, TuneIn, Google, Radio Public, TuneIn, whatever, Radio.com as well. It's a Dark Mark show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and let me see, I forgot to film myself, which is probably for the best here. Hold on. Yeah, here. There I am. This is Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Welcome to the Dark Mark show. This is going to be a good one. Everybody loves when we have stuff about BDSM. We have our friends from the scene, and we've got some friends that have been on the show before and some new friends, and we're going to talk about a night that's coming up, which I'm looking so forward to. Sounds like my kind of party. It's called Torture Garden. We'll talk about that. Unfortunately, Hannah's not here today. Hannah, my usual co-host, who I'm going to talk to Cyan and try to figure out how to make her a dom, because I think she needs to be. But I hope she's doing well, and we'll see her next week for what sadly is our producer Morgan's last show, but we're going to go out with quite an extravaganza, so definitely tune in next week. And my guest to this week is quite an extravaganza already. Okay. All right. We have right here maybe, I would say, the most respected dom in the L.A. scene.
In the world, I would say.
In the world?
Well, Come on, let's not.
We're going to talk about that and see why that is. That's Mr. Cyan right there.
Yay.
How are you, Mr.? Hello.
Yes, everybody loves you. Everybody respects you. Everybody fears and worships you.
Absolutely.
All good things.
Okay. All right. And you brought some friends here, and you guys are from across the pond? Is that what's going on?
Originally.
Originally, you're here now?
I'm a native here now, but originally I'm from Southeast London for my sins.
Okay, that's Paul Faust.
That's me.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, comrades.
Yeah, another great pseudonym. We got the Faust here.
Exactly.
And you have, I'm assuming you're... Are you guys related? Sister? Husband? Wife? What's going on? I don't know what's going on.
We're not sure ourselves, actually.
Oh, okay. And you'll have to say your name because I don't want to mangle it.
No worries. We'll stick with Isabel.
It's easier.
Isabel, yeah. Faust?
Isabel Faust.
That's
sounds
a good,
good
one,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm married to him.
Yes, we are married.
We are married.
Yes, I figured that. I could see the tension from here. So, what should it really be? What should I really be calling you, Isabel?
Isabel.
But what is Isqui.
Mm-hmm.
Isqui Faust.
Mm-hmm.
Is Isqui the real name?
It is. It's
okay.
My real name.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see what I can do on that.
Yeah.
Before we get started, I'm gonna put the camera on myself. I'm not really sure why, but there we go. Before we get started, we got a couple sponsors real quick. Got to get out of the way. Audible. Now, what does BDSM have to do with Audible?
Everything.
Exactly. Audible is audiobooks, and you think it's going to be boring books and, you know, Da Vinci Code and Harry Potter and all that. And that's all there. But they have a lot of smutty books.
Yay.
They have a lot of BDSM books. They have a lot of how-to books, how to get into BDSM, a lot of erotic novels. And right now you get a deal. The best deal we've ever done. For free. You get a free book on anything you want. If you want to be smutty, be smutty. If you want to get the... Something about rock and roll. They've got The Dirt by Motley Crue now. They've got Tiffany Haddish's autobiography. They've got comedy albums. They've got everything. So you get a free book, free 30-day trial to Audible, and two Audible originals.
Wow.
You can't beat that. Good. The Audible originals, Stan Lee wrote a final story. That's one of the Audible originals you can get. They also have one, Alien 3, horrible movie. But the steampunk writer William Gibson wrote a script, and they had Michael Biehn, Lance Henriksen, and people from the movie act it out. So
yeah, I've heard that, actually, funnily enough.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that.
You can get that for free.
It's good.
On
Price
Audible.
Right?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Oh, you did hear it?
I did hear it, yeah. It's the William Gibson.
And it was better than the Alien 3 that happened.
Well, I would debate that. I like that movie, so yeah, we'll fight about that later.
It's an interesting retake.
It is.
And, you know, Kate McKinnon's got a story on there which plays Wicked Witch. Whatever you want. Two Audible originals, one book for free. Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS. I'm going to say it again because I'm giving you something for free. I'll give you three things for free, including a free 30-day trial. audibletrial.com/DMS. DMS for the Dark Mark Show. Also, one more sponsor, real quick. Who's vegan here? Anybody vegan?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Sorry.
So you don't have to be, because Doomy's Home Cooking. You've been to Doomy's Home Cooking? You've been to clubs where they've had Doomy's food truck. I know you have. I know you have. Doomy's Home Cooking is the best vegan food you ever had. Look at me. I'm not vegan. Hey. I love it.
Wow. Okay.
It's they have two restaurants in Hollywood, 1253 Vine Street. They have a Mexican restaurant, the biggest flouts has ever had.
Wow.
They have a regular restaurant where they have pulled pork, Big Mac on a secret menu, shrimp po' boys, all vegan, chocolate cake, deep fried Oreos. It's amazing. This guy's a genius.
Wow.
If I put the food in front of you, you wouldn't even know. You would have no idea. Forget that Impossible Whopper and all this shit. This is the good junk food vegan stuff. Doomy's Home Cooking, 1253 Vine Street in Hollywood. Open till 3 in the morning, so after the clubs, go there. Culver City has they have a restaurant in Culver City and one in Toronto, Canada. So, anyway, let me turn this around. This is going to be better. There we go. Mr. Siam.
Hello.
I love Mr. Siam. I'm glad you're back. It's been long overdue for you to come back.
Oh, I've always had a lot of fun on this show.
Yes. So you are, as we found out last time, you created Sanctuary LAX. You were really the driving force on that. And like I said, you're the most respected dom in the LA scene. Why do you think that is?
Well, for one thing, that's what LA Weekly did an article and called me.
Yeah.
So
that's mainstream, though. Like, in the underground, everybody knows you. Everybody loves you.
Wow. How do you respond to that? Yeah. Other than thank you.
In the scene. We don't even call the underground. The scene. In the scene, you say Cyan. People just, oh, I love her.
I've been around a little while.
Yes.
Been around about 25 years or something.
Yeah.
A couple dungeons in DomCon LA and then DomCon Atlanta, DomCon New Orleans.
Right.
Doing AVN,
you do it all.
Yeah. We even do, we've even had the BDSM and the kink and the fetish area invade LA Pride with Erotic City.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, it was great. It was the only part of LA Pride that allowed full nudity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how did you get away with that with the law?
We just talked to him about what we wanted to do, and the
so you were there with with a whip and a paddle and said, let us do full frontal nudity.
We bribed
them. Had it all. We had whips. We had the simian out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of St. Andrew's crosses and suspension rigs and bondage tables. And
what were you personally doing?
I was doing it all. No, mostly whips and vloggers and impact play. I like hitting people.
Wow. Now, here's the thing. Now, LA Pride, I haven't been in a while. And I just the last couple of years, I've noticed on Facebook and other things, and not that it's necessarily a bad thing, but everybody that posts about Pride, the Pride parade, is straight.
I know.
Like, none of my gay friends post about it. Like, but all my straight friends, like, I'm down at Pride. I'm like, do any gay people go to Pride anymore? What's going on?
Yeah, they just don't talk about it.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know. It's like, I mean, I've gone a couple of years. It's been fun. I wasn't at your exhibit, obviously, or so I have more fun. But, yeah, that's crazy. And then did I see something today on Facebook? You got some sort of leather honor.
Oh, yeah, I was, I've just been elected to the LA Leather Coalition Board of Directors.
Okay.
And Secretary, and I'm on the LA Pride Board of Directors as well.
Right.
And by the way, with LA Pride next in 2020, it's going to be amazing because it's our 50th year.
Wow. Okay.
And LA was actually the very first legal LA Pride parade in the world. We had
you don't
go
say.
Through. Yeah, it was funny. If you got a quick minute here, back in 1970, they took and filed for a permit in the city of LA and Hollywood and stuff. Said no, and they fought for it, and they finally said, "Okay, we'll give you your permit, but there's a fee," and the fee was $1.5 million.
Wow!
So the ACLU came in, and CSW, which is the 501c3 for LA Pride, went to court and beat the city of Los Angeles and forced them to give us a permit to
That's
do
great.
The parade. So it's the first time in history that it was illegal to actually congregate in an LGBT environment.
how times have changed.
Yeah. So where do you see, wait till next June, you're going to see amazed at what happens in LA this year.
Oh, yeah. Just I can only imagine the full frontal nudity next year. It'll be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But what is the Leather Society?
Yeah. It's the Leather Coalition.
The Leather Coalition.
It's a coalition of a lot of BDSM, leather, the gay bars, lesbian bars.
Okay.
Motorcycle clubs, everything having to do with the kinky community.
Right.
In one big coalition for Los Angeles.
Yeah, because I you guys are hardcore. I'm a dilettante. I go to the clubs. I know people. I've said I love hanging out with people in the fetish community. I find them to be some of the most intelligent, some of the most fun and just grounded people that I've ever met. I love hanging out with, and I have so many friends in the community, but I'm not necessarily in the community, so I'm not really sure as far as where the line is crossed between leather and other
those SMA. Lines are really blurred these years. Right. They're starting to kind of come together as one community,
right,
instead of a bunch of different tribes within the community. So you're not too far off,
right? And I got to get some more. I don't have a lot of leather myself. Maybe I need to invest in some.
Well, you don't have to wear it, and it's who you are. You
know, really?
It's about your kink and about your ethics, and it's a lifestyle.
That's great. Well, I'm glad that, I mean, you're getting awards and things all over the place, and DomCon is just sprouting up all over the country.
Yeah, and we're working on for 2021. We're going to be going to Australia.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to have DomCon Sydney.
DomCon.
Down under.
Oh, I can imagine. Jeez.
G'day,
come
mate.
And say g'day. Jeez. Wow, that's going to be great. You know, is it Melbourne, Sydney? You know
Sydney.
Where? Sydney?
Wow. Sydney.
It would have to be. I had an Australian girlfriend. She was from the bush in Colac. She was very off the beaten track, so I guess you wouldn't have it in Colac. You would have it right in the big city of Sydney. Wow, that's going to be great.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wow, that's a long flight. You up for it?
Never flown that long before.
I can't believe we found something that may torture Mr. Sayang.
Oh, yeah.
But Paul Faust is here. Now, you've introduced me to Paul Faust. I didn't mean to get you right in the middle of the team. I thought
you got me mid swig.
And interestingly enough, your accent, because that was a great segue, I thought it was Australian initially.
How days?
I know, but it's British. I know, it's horrible. What am I thinking?
I always say that obviously the Australians are originally British anyway, so it's okay. We don't take too much of offense.
Right. Well, I didn't hear you say that much before the show. That's why I was like, okay, it's a little. I mean, It's bordering,
so I'll let you off on that one.
Maybe you've been in the USA too long. I don't
maybe.
Know. It's not proper.
No, my Brit friends do tell me there's a twang coming in, and they say they can hear it on certain words, which is upsetting.
Right, right. And yes, by the way, this is...
That's what my fans are in.
Yeah, they're all the Paul Faust fans are there.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, when you're listening to this recording, and when you're actually probably... With YouTube, you'll probably notice it more. There's a show going on in the other room, so... You might hear some noises over there, but that's okay, because hopefully by the end of the show we'll be spanking each other and cracking whips, and really they'll be like, what's going on over there?
Hopefully.
So, Paul, how did you get in the scene, so as it were?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, I was actually in bands back in the 90s, so in Southeast London and around that area, I was in a band called Bent USA. Don't look it up, please. And we were an industrial band, and we were playing certain events, and some of those were fetish events. And then we started meeting David Wood and Alan Pelling from London, the TG crew,
okay,
who originally began Torture Garden back in 1989.
Okay.
So I became friendly with them. We started going to those events. We would play, not Torture Garden events, but other fetish events.
Right.
And, yeah, I just enjoyed the scene. Like you said, I met some of the nicest people in the world. I met some of the most intelligent people, mm-hmm, obviously the craziest people,
That's the fun people.
And I just felt like there was a certain part of me that fitted in with that, and I quite enjoyed their company. And
mm-hmm,
and I watched Torture Garden grow from a very small acorn to now a big tree. I mean, it does 20 to 25 events around the UK alone every year now.
Wow.
And it does Japan, and it does Italy. And recently me and Iskrid came back from New York, where they did an amazing event there.
Wow.
Which we were blown away by. And when was that? Was that back in...
It was June,
right, yeah, that's right.
June.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm, the end of June. And now Los Angeles, which it hasn't been since 2002.
Okay.
Um, And
that's before my dabbling in the scene.
Exactly. It's going back. And so I, for a good decade, have been thinking to myself, why isn't it here? And speaking to David, and he was like, I'm too busy to do anything about it, and I'm crazy. And I was just, it was in the back of my mind, and I thought, Los Angeles needs this, really. Some kind of an umbrella fetish event where we bring in everyone from the community, because that's what I liked about Torture Garden in London, mm-hmm. that it was an event where everyone, and we would say in London, every freak would go. And there wasn't any division between, you know, if you're a transvestite, transsexual, gay, straight, just like to dress up, was a voyeur, wanted to participate, wherever your kink was, mm-hmm. and even if you didn't have a kink, you were invited. And I really felt that. And that's one of the very few places, clubs that I used to go to where we would feel like that.
Yeah.
And me and my friends, we would literally make it an event. So we would hire a limo for the night. We would all dress as crazy as we could. Mm-hmm. So we would really make it an event. And that's what we're trying to do here in Los Angeles.
Now, what's the craziest thing you ever dressed as? Oh my God.
Maybe
I should ask her. What's the craziest thing you've ever dressed as?
I'm not sure she knows.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't know him at that time.
Yeah, she didn't know me at that time.
You're curious to find out.
No, she's been through
a few
vaults in garages and lifted up things and said, you used to wear that. And yes,
yeah,
unfortunately I did.
I just cleaned out my parents' storage. I had some stuff in there.
That's embarrassing.
What's this? I'm like, don't worry about it. It's fine. But you were in the band, and so are you, what's the difference between the and you've been to clubs here, you've been to clubs there. What's the difference in the European or the British fetish scene and the fetish scene here?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think Europe, I mean, the weird thing is, and I've spoken to Iskia about that, Mistress Cyan, that when you're born in London, you look to America, or all the shows you get on TV are American shows, A-Team, Kojak, and so you get in this American culture, and you're also indoctrinated in the bands that I was into, Led Zeppelin or whatever. You'd hear these stories of California and how crazy it was.
Right.
And you'd think, oh, this was the freest place, and this is where it must be all happening.
For Led Zeppelin, yes. For the rest of us, not so much.
Well, maybe. It was cricket, but I remember
we heard about the shark. We all know that was nearby,
wasn't it? I think
it was the Hyatt House down on Sunset. Yeah,
and it wasn't a shark; it was a red snapper.
Red snapper, yeah, right next to Comedy Store.
But anyway, going back to that point, so I think the London scene and the European scene is a lot more decadent in a way, or was back in the 90s. But then the 90s were quite decadent. So I'm not sure whether it's just my time frame and the...
Or the drugs.
I think it might have been the drugs.
The drugs?
Don't
do drugs, kids.
No.
Don't do drugs. Just coffee.
Was it ecstasy? What was the big drug then? I don't know.
It's a combination of many, I'm afraid to tell you.
Wait.
Combination of everything and nothing.
Wait. I've listened to some Chemical Brothers. There's like a special K?
Allegedly, if my lawyer's listening. No comment, I plead the fifth.
Oh, okay, yeah. Where did you grow up?
No, nothing close as Paul.
No, I know you didn't do drugs, but are you from L.A.? Where are you from?
I'm from L.A. I was actually born in Armenia. I'm Armenian Greek.
Okay.
That's
not a bad combination. Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. But, you know, I was, we moved here when I was 12.
Okay.
And really parents that were just extra cautious. And so I never, Paul tells me his stories and I'm always jealous because I always dreamed about it. I read about it in the magazines, but it sounds amazing.
Were you like hyper religious growing up?
No, not that bad. My parents were just extra, very careful. Yeah,
very
I really
careful.
Didn't do right. too much partying.
Good.
I moved.
Good thing.
I lived in New York.
Well, I'm sure
she has a memory and she has a brain left.
I'm sure you and Paul made up for lost time.
Yes, that we
Hence
did.
Hence Torture Garden.
That we did. That was Paul's crazy idea. And I think when he discussed it and we talked about it, it's an idea to discuss it and have that happen and put it together, but actually doing it. It's a whole nother level of craziness. And we had talked about it, and we met Mr. Cyan, and after speaking to her, and when we left that meeting, we kind of looked at each other and said, okay, I think we could do this now. We felt that comfortable, and she made us feel that comfortable, and so we went ahead.
She does it. Now, how did you meet this crazy guy?
Oh, my gosh. A friend of ours actually introduced
us. Where did you meet this rock star?
Yeah. He really looked like a rock star. He had long hair, and he had piercings on his eyebrows and earrings and everywhere.
The good old days.
Nipples, blah, blah, blah.
You edit this, don't you?
No, not at all. No, this is all live. And
oh, my
please,
God.
If you didn't have nipple rings, I'd be disappointed. Come on. It's torture, Garrett. What's the matter with you?
I just remember when we met, he was never the type that I would go for, whatever you call that.
Yeah.
But he was hilarious. He was so funny.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it was. And it was soon after that we got married in Scotland.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You met him in Europe or you met him here?
We met here.
Okay.
We met here, but I always wanted to get married in Europe. And
is it a castle?
It was a castle. Wow. It was at Auchin Castle.
That's a good move.
Oh. Yeah. We rented the whole castle. We had family and friends come for a few days, and it was great. We partied all night. We stayed there. We woke up. We had whiskey shots and cheddar bread, and it was just amazing.
Yeah. So the family wasn't really partying at the reception. They sort of said, we're in another part of the castle.
Or? No, actually, everyone was there. It was amazing. I mean, we were up all night. We had our Scottish bartenders putting on music, and we were dancing until 2 a.m.
Did he wear a kilt?
No, he didn't wear a kilt.
Well, we did have. That's not happening.
Yeah.
No, he wore a nice suit. We had a. Bagpipes, and
we did.
It was outside. It was amazing. We had a perfect weather. Yeah,
it was good.
It was great.
Yeah,
look at
how you're glowing.
I know. This was not part of the interview.
You better fan yourself for this question. Now, are you in the scene? Are you? Do you dabble in this? I mean, because he seems to be in it, and you guys are in Torture Garden.
You should see our closet.
now,
which closet is that? I haven't seen your closet.
Now, I'm assuming you're the D and he's the S, or what's going on with
that? How dare you? We alternate. ACDC.
Good. That's a healthy marriage, I think. But yeah, that's interesting. But you pulled on his nipple rings a few times.
Okay.
Trust me, we're just getting started.
It's actually, he says it's very sensitive. So
they are sensitive.
Which only makes
all
me
guys say
do it.
That. I say that.
Yeah, which only makes me want to pull it harder and more.
See, he knows. He knows what to do. Yeah.
Wow.
British are very shy.
Yeah. Don't pull it harder. Wink, wink. We won't watch you do that. Yeah.
The British are extremely shy, but extremely perverted. That's the flip.
Yeah, you guys are perverted.
Very perverted.
Now, what's the most perverted thing you've seen in an S&M club in England?
Ooh.
Iskie has something in mind.
No, I do not, actually. I have nothing. Hoping I could smoke right now, but I can't.
That's a good question. I mean, there's many that
Something that you have not seen in America.
I do remember it was a private manor club, I think, that the band played.
Okay.
And they had a huge area, like basically like an orgy room. I do vaguely remember that, but I wasn't participating, I have to say, because I was on stage.
He looks at
I was just.
Need a private
conversation, a private interview for this.
Yeah. So you were providing the. The beat that everybody was fucking.
Exactly. Well said. I was providing the beat.
And Morgan's gonna kill you for doing that. What instrument did you play?
I was the singer and lyricist, and I was also write the music and then kind of tell the people what to play. I was a horrible dictator.
What was the band again?
It was called Bent USA. Spotify, everywhere, lads.
Right. Morgan, you're an encyclopedic knowledge of music. Do you remember Bent USA?
I don't.
Of course you don't. No one does. It's okay. Don't feel bad. I don't even remember myself.
You're in the UK. It would band Bent USA.
We were in the UK scene, and we actually did a very small support slot with the Marilyn Manson at one stage before he released the big albums and things.
That might have been.
Jenny Torturers. We did some gigs with them. Lords of Acid.
I think I might have. Might have caught your name on like something on that.
Yeah,
but that's weird because most British bands, like especially if they have a same name as American band, It's like Mission UK or Charlatans UK.
We had to put the USA moniker because there was another awful dance band called Bent. They were very wet. We actually had the name first, but we were going to take them to court, but we thought, well, we're poor, we don't have the money to. And so we added the USA moniker. And we also had a lot of interest from American record labels at the time,
okay,
including Maverick Records, Madonna's label at the time.
Did you meet with Madonna?
I didn't meet with Madonna, but I did meet with, his name escapes me, Guy Ozieri. He was her manager, and he was he was the one who was in charge of Maverick Records at the time.
Okay.
And Alanis Morissette at one of the parties, I remember.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And that was like right at her peak?
Probably a little bit after. Maybe like 98, I'm thinking, 97, 98. So maybe a little. Yeah, she'd come and gone by then, a little bit.
Yeah, when you say you saw her at a party, was it one of those parties?
No, please.
Oh, just a record. Just
how
a record.
Dare you say something I like don't a know, poor like, Alanis.
You saw Alanis on a cross, like getting flogged or something?
It sounds like we're going into your fantasy realms here, sir. It doesn't sound like anything.
I've had a couple of fantasies about that. Of course, yeah.
Jagged little pill.
You ought to know. Whap. I know all that.
She would know.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic?
Yes.
No, it's not ironic. Whap. Yes. But she was nice.
She was very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I only spoke
did
to
did you put the moves on?
No, not at all.
I know it's before you met your lovely wife.
No, and in fact, I was more interested because the Prodigy had been signed by Maverick's label.
Right.
And I remember Keith Flint being around. I was trying to find him. I didn't actually find him, unfortunately. Right. R.I.P. Keith. And
that's when they were at their peak. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. When they had Breathe and Firestarter, and they were huge. And I loved that.
Smack my bitch up.
Exactly. Well said.
And
well
said. See, I'm going for the segue. So here we go.
Here we go.
Mr. Cyan, speaking of. It's not you're smacking bitches up. I'm not gonna smack.
Every day.
I know you do. But you Dom Con was a big hit this year. And you're going to New Orleans with Dom Con. And where else?
And we're going to go to Sydney next year, the year after.
And Sydney, okay.
Yes.
So,
and then London, and then Paris. Oh, sorry.
We're working on
breaking news.
We started in L.A., we're going to take the world.
Okay. So how did you get together with these two maniacs and get into Torture? Not that you're a maniac, he's a maniac.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, Torture Garden.
He calls me.
Well, Paul reached out to me and had said that he was bringing Torture Garden to Los Angeles and if we were interested in getting involved in somehow.
Right.
So I told him, wow, you know, I'm fully aware of what Torture Garden is, so I was really excited about it.
Yeah, because I'm not, oddly enough. I think I've heard the name.
It's the party.
Yeah.
It is the fetish party in Europe.
Yeah.
And so he came over to Sanctuary, and we sat down and started comparing notes about, you know, what he was looking for and what we could do. And instead of just kind of helping out, we just kind of almost kind of partnered on it almost.
Right.
They're taking care of all the main acts, and so for the stages, we're to have the whole downstairs of the Globe transformed into a dungeon.
Right.
So we're going to have a rope dojo and St. Andrew's crosses, banging benches, and a photo area, and let's see, we got the public play area.
Right, wow.
And like I said, we're going to have the Sibian there, too.
It's
going to be quite a night.
Maybe I'll get on the Sibian, who knows? I was going to tell you, this is where I met Mr. Cyan, and I don't know, when did you get to L.A., Paul?
I'm actually, from 2008, I've been here, so I'm a decade here now.
So we probably crossed paths because you do look familiar. I think we might have crossed paths.
Really?
I've told people, and this is when I met Mr. Cyan, was really the golden age of clubbing in L.A. I was too young for the '90s, but the mid 2000s I would say was kind of the golden age. You had Dungeon, you had Club Hell, they had Club Hell was my favorite because they had the S&M with the look at those eyes. They had the S&M.
Flashing.
This is going to be like like Torture Garden, but not quite as. I mean, Torture Garden is going to be a few steps beyond it now.
Yes.
But it was a nice introduction. They had the big club. They had an outdoor patio where you could smoke.
Wow.
And then they had a whole room where the whole room was just people just doing scenes.
Oh wow.
And outside, that's where we met.
Yeah.
And that's where I met a lot of the people in the scene. So this is but that to me that was the golden age, and then that kind of faded away, and you don't really have. There's nothing really like it now. You can go to Sanctuary for the real thing. You can go to a club to dance, but there's nothing really that combines the two.
It's become kind of vanilla in some ways with the club. They're not as edgy. I mean, I remember back in the late 80s and early 90s when they had Cinematic and Club Fuck.
Okay. Oh, wow. I've heard about Club Fuck. I've never been there. Cinematic, I caught it towards the tail end. Last time I was at Cinematic, it was Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
And Drew Barrymore was there.
Oh.
But they had you had to wait in line and there was a closed door.
Yes. Oh.
And when you went through the door, that's where, yeah.
Yeah, they had a back room. And up front, you had all people dancing and everything else, and then you had the back room.
Yeah, regular goth industrial club in front.
Okay.
And you had if you didn't know about the back room, you would never know.
No.
But somebody had to tell you, go into the back room, and you had to wait in line, and then they just had like a little, you know, they had a few seats. And they had a little play.
In the cross area, yeah.
You played in the back area, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. that was so much fun. And it was a little different than it is these days because it was there really wasn't any public dungeons to go to, and there wasn't any, you know, real internet type of things and classes and workshops. I mean, it's really changed. But back then, that was where you were going to get it. That or at people's homes.
Yeah. Do you think it's better or worse that people are learning on the internet?
It's a double-edged sword. I think it's got its good and its bad. The good part of it about being coming out so public is that we're allowed to do a lot more without getting in trouble with it. You know, people like having to do something like Sanctuary, where we're above board and the sheriffs know what we're doing and bring officers over for tours and things like that, is a hell of a lot more comfortable than worrying if you're going to get raided. Like, you know, Club Fuck, that's what happened. LA PD and Vice came in there and raided the place and arrested people for doing spankings and floggings and things like that. And we don't have to worry about that, at least in Los Angeles.
So you bring the police officers in for a tour?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they come over for tours. They bring the new officers over for tours. Walking them through and showing them the cages and the crosses.
Let me borrow your baton. Bang.
Excellent.
And the girls love teasing them with, like, hi.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah. Love a man in uniform. But I was going to say, because we had... Thanks to you, and we had Bossy Delilah, we had Goddess Nyx here a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about if you want to become a dominatrix, or actually, you know what you're doing, go to Sanctuary, and you're the one to talk to. Mm-hmm. How many doms are you responsible that are making a living out of these things?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I could do good. let me just say a lot.
A lot, yeah.
And not only doms, but switches and subs, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to... I know Hannah's not here, but I'm trying to... Cause every time we have play here in the studio, she lights up. And I don't mean lighting up. She misinterprets me.
Yes. The energy is there.
The energy is there. Because I don't mean lighting up in necessarily a sexual way. She lights up in just a giddy... the energy perks up, like you say, and she just has a big smile on her face, and I think she needs to get into this.
Oh, I think so too. Last time we were on this show, she could tell.
Oh yeah, so I'm not far off on
no,
this.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think it's right. I think you're right on.
Yeah, so
all she's got to do is figure it out.
Yeah, she just got to come to you, and I mean, she does have Sanctuary Pass, if I'm not mistaken. I just come to you, and you teach her what to do.
And you guys are always welcome whenever you want to come over.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. Maybe this weekend. I'm not sure, but who knows what's going to happen.
Maybe tonight.
Maybe tonight. I don't know. We'll see. That's where you guys are going afterwards. But have some not worked out? Have some been unteachable?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had people come in and claim their experience and stuff, and you bring them into the equipment room and ask them what a flogger is, and they're like, oh, it's a whippy thing. Okay.
It's a whippy thing.
Okay. I think we're going to have to start over here.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it was interesting just a few weeks ago, one of my staff, the girl that's on staff now, came and she's like, oh, I've been seeing this on the internet and reading about it, and I really want to do this, and can, you know, I want to come to work and do this. I said, "How have you done any of it?"
Right.
No.
Right.
So we have an event called Awakening each month. And it's for people who are geared towards like 2 years or less. So I told her, I said, you need to come to this event because there's little taster booths around the dungeon that you can try these things.
Mm-hmm.
So she came 2 weeks later And then she called me. She goes, "Oh my God, I loved it. I want to do this."
Yeah.
And so she works over at the studio now as a professional sub.
And she loved like. And
you, oh you, my you, God! Yeah.
Well, you like, start you start as professional subs or?
Oh yeah, we have professional subs, which is in so I got staff about 40.
Oh, so she wanted to be a professional sub.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's what she identified with because she was new.
Okay.
You know, it's if you got to know a little bit about it, get some training because with clients that come see us. Need to be confident that we're not going to harm them. We can hurt them, but we don't want to harm them.
No, yes.
And some of them can't leave marks, so you need to know the technique. And we're professionals, so we know how to do it safely.
Oh yeah.
And we can hurt people without harming them. And
yes, that's a good way to put
limit.
It.
Push their limit.
I'm not sure what you guys are doing over there. And you guys are going to sanctuary.
I was thinking
tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah. Parenting skills. What was that? You harm them, but you don't hurt them. I love that.
No, I said we want to hurt them, not
but
harm
not harm them.
Them.
Okay, yeah. I like that.
This might come in handy in parenting.
Oh, I'm
going
to get them downstairs at the Globe, down into the dungeon.
They're
not going to get out unscathed.
I can't wait to see this.
By the end of the night, probably.
I'm my mind's wandering. I'm thinking of somebody that just kind of will come in thinking they're all hardcore and they think they know what they're doing, and you set them straight like right away, and they end up being groveling at your feet. And,
that's happened. Yes, it happened.
I saw that.
We did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell me about that.
That's very
my
interesting,
God. It was amazing. It was the end of the week.
Was it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was at Pride. It was sort of like the last
Erotic
day.
City.
Everyone was just tired. It was hot. We were just sitting on the couch. I remember they had the areas where they were being whipped.
Yes.
And one of the women who was doing it, she was tired, and you took over. Oh, my gosh. She opened her bag.
Yes.
Remember that one whip with the sparkly?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. She took it out, and it was like, whoa.
Yes.
I was shocked, and it was technique. I mean, it was like you could tell it was just the tip of that whip, and it was just touching the skin, and you could see their body was just moving in ways that I don't think they ever knew that they could. I was just sitting there shocked. And when you sat down and I said, "You're a magician. How did you do that?
True.
What were you doing?" And that was incredible.
Yeah.
That was, you were like, you just knew that, this is not her first rodeo.
No,
she's done
this
before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the power and the energy that came off Miss Cheyenne. Suddenly she springs in like almost like a jaguar. It was like, suddenly she's uncoiled. And I was thinking, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, who would want to be on the end of that? That looks
a lot of people
vicious.
Would be like to be on the end.
Absolutely.
That was sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
it was.
Well, I can imagine,
sexy.
Yeah. And just, I mean, just, I can just, you've, the power that you have, the power to, I mean, not only to, the power play as far as the dom and sub, but over people's orgasms and people's just,
And there's a lot about dominance. Dominance is something that you can't learn.
Right.
Dominance is something you can develop. You can teach somebody how to dominate, but you can't really teach dominance. It kind of comes to you. I think you either have it or you don't. And it's not about like yelling at somebody or being abusive to someone.
Sure.
It's about the respect that you get and the integrity that you have, that people come and respect the dominance that comes with that.
In some respects, if you are yelling and trying to be dominant, you're not really doing it.
I think you're trying to sell yourself on
right.
it if you are. Every time I see somebody doing that, I look at it as more that they're they're trying to be domineering than dominant,
right?
And that, and I wonder who they're trying to convince, me or themselves.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because if you got you like that, and it's like, either you know she likes it or he likes it or you don't. You don't.
Well,
you yelling.
I've had a lot of people that I played with that said, "Oh, I'm not into that. I couldn't do it." And then when they try it, they're like, "Oh my God, this is amazing!"
Yeah.
But they a lot of people don't understand what we do because they just see us hitting somebody. And actually, when we start off with something that's like a lambskin flogger, where we're hitting the body, we're tricking the body and the brain into going back to a primal state where the brain is releasing endorphins because it thinks it's pain because there's impact. And as we build up, it's kind of like getting into a shower, mm-hmm. and then you turn it to hot water, it's hot, but not enough to turn it off, and then you turn it up a little bit more and a little bit, and that's what we do. We just keep gearing it up a little bit more and more and more so that that pain and that pleasure starts to become one and one, mm-hmm. so that the pain is the pleasure and the pleasure is the pain.
Right.
And they can't differentiate the two. And the endorphins
cool.
create.
I'm listening.
The endorphins creates this space where it's like a drug high.
Right.
You feel very euphoric, like you've just had some kind of drug or something. And
right.
some people can stick with them for 2 days.
Well, I can imagine. I'm sure the bruises stick for a couple of days, too.
If we want. We
yes.
can arrange that.
Yeah. And how euphoric do you get with clients? How euphoric do you get with clients? And never with clients or sometimes?
Oh, I you mean as far as playing?
Yeah, and when you play with clients, do you get pleasure out of it?
Oh, absolutely. But for me, it's more of it than the euphoric. The top is more like an adrenaline rush.
Right. I mean, I know it's, you know, you always want to do the job that you love.
Yeah.
And I love doing this because I love talking to people and I love, you know, telling jokes and everything. But, you know, it's still a job, but it's fun.
And you know, for a type A personality, being a control freak, it fits right at home.
Right.
But when you've got a whip in your hand, and you know that you can bring that person pleasure or you can hurt them really bad
right.
in a wrong way.
Right.
It's such a focus that you've got. And
right.
it's intense. And it's like an adrenaline rush. And it's just like, whew, you finish the scene.
Let me see your hands real quick. Mm-hmm. Your nails, I just noticed that they're pretty. They're nice.
Thank you.
A little scratching down the back?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you can take and get a flogging and whips and paddles and stuff, and then you go really light with the fingernails. And goosebumps come out on that person, and just what a turn on.
Yeah? Do you ever get carried away sometimes?
In what way?
Well, when you're doing
define carried away.
I mean, you sound like you're getting carried away right now. I mean, but
hey,
when you're with a client, do you really like?
Oh, I get into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, a BDSM scene when you're doing it the right and it mm-hmm. connects, it's like magic. You can. It's a bond that is so different than
right.
anything else. And I mean, having a sexual. Orgasm is so great, but you know when you do something with it's got BDSM in it, where you're touching the brain and the mind, which is the biggest sex orgasm between your ears.
Sure.
Okay, and get you so
especially with me, but that's a whole other story.
And your whole body is encompassed. You know, it's like a psychological orgasm. It's something
right.
that just doesn't come and it's done and it's over with.
Right.
It's like riding a wave.
Right. So. That's wow. I mean, that's why I love having you on. I love getting really deep into this stuff. Now, I'm assuming that after 50 Shades of Grey, Sanctuary was packed with a bunch of newbies.
Well, we do every Monday night, we do a BDSM 101
right.
class. It's a 6-part series. And we have done it every Monday night now for over 4 years.
Wow.
And we still get 30 or 40 people a night come into the class. So.
So it's
They're
like, so some, yeah, some people are, you know, are you ready for some football? And some other people are like, are you ready to get whipped? Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, screw the football.
That's what I'm saying. But,
ours is not a spectator sport. Ours is a participating sport.
It can be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We get a lot of people at the play parties that love to watch.
Sure. But they got to be invited. It's got to be a play party.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, at the Pride Parade, speaking of that, did you get any negative feedback from people having the S&M and
all that? It was packed. You can ask mm-hmm. Paul on this.
It was
packed.
Packed.
There was a line.
All week long.
Yeah,
with a line of people waiting to come in, packed the whole time.
I'm sure, but I mean, not even necessarily the the people there, but I know there's people that are. I have no idea why. I mean, I have an idea, but some people are against the concept of Pride Parade, period. But then you put S&M in there, that's why people are like, well, you know, you want to take the, you know, that's just one stereotype and that type of thing. You didn't get any of that.
I'm sure there's
any Christians or Republicans or log cabin people or anything.
They were in there getting whipped too.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay,
I wasn't.
So tell me what separates Torture Garden from the other clubs.
Well, that's a very interesting and intense question. I think what we're trying to do, as I said, we're firstly it's going to be an umbrella event, so it's a range of some of the best international fetish performers from around the world. We're flying in David Wood from Torture Garden, who's going to be playing his last DJ set as a Torture Garden director. We've got Katrina Little.
The last DJ set, what?
He's moving on to Passers New in New York, and he's no longer with Torture Garden in London, although I think he's still going to be working in New York. Mm. We've got Katrina Lillewall, who's an amazing aerial performer. She's coming in from London.
Oh, wow.
We've got...
so it's going to have a very English flair, very British flair.
It does, but we also have people from Italy. We have Marco, who's an amazing...
international European
performer,
flair.
Yeah, we have everyone from Europe, from Los Angeles. I mean... Right. Iscreen knows more about the performers than I do, but I know that we're going to have this, how many, 10 odd DJs, there's 15 odd performers, we have installations all around the event, we have Coven of Ashes who are going to be doing an amazing ritual that they do. I think it's blood and sacrifice ritual they're going to be doing.
Embrace Chaos,
of course, yeah. Our amazing friends who have been working the last two or three months on an amazing suspension show. Right. We have our friends.
Well, you have me at blood. I mean, I'm there. But,
yeah.
And we have all our compadres, like Danny from Sex Cells is going to be there. We have Damask there. We have these amazing vendors like Kush and Kinky Peach and Vex Clothing. We got the fashion designers who are doing fashion shows. Vex Clothing, who's housed people like Nicki Minaj and... Miley Cyrus, I think. Bizarre Fetish Couture are going to be doing a fashion show.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Miley might show up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we are actually, we have got intimations that there might be some celebrities turning up on the night.
Yeah.
But that's not really what people are there for. People are there for the fun, for the play.
Exactly.
If there's a celebrity there, big deal. It's LA. We see them all the time.
Exactly. Mm. And so not only are you going to have these amazing performances from kind of 10:30 till 2:30, almost back to back every 15 minutes. Also, of course, you've got the incredible dungeon downstairs, which is going to be an event in itself.
Right,
we're going to
hear what's going to be happening down there.
Exactly.
And by the way, the Globe Theater is a great place. I went to the Vampire Ball there.
Yeah,
I've been to the Freak Show there. You can put on a lot of different. There's a lot of different rooms, a lot of nooks and crannies.
It's four levels.
Four levels. Yeah.
Yeah. We have two mezzanines. Bat Cave will be sort of occupying the highest level.
Our compadres at Bat Cave.
We have tables, the lower mezzanine, and we have the Mr. Cyan handling the dungeon and the main floor.
Exactly.
So, yes, it's going to be packed.
And you will get the VIP tickets because... Yeah. The regular tickets will get you to the floor.
Yes, and all the performances.
Yes.
And the balcony areas with Batcave, Damask, and Sex Cells, and Parrish,
and that's pretty good.
Great, yeah.
But the VIP is really the one you want to go for because then you're going to get access to what I've been dubbing the most dangerous dungeon in the world, although my wife rolls her eyes when I say that.
You don't think it's the most dangerous dungeon in the world?
I think
it's going to be dangerous.
I think it's hot.
The sexiest dungeon.
It's going to be dangerous.
That's more like it, not dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It's going to be dangerous. Trust me.
I knew you were sub.
I knew it.
I knew she tugged on the nipple.
Subnormal.
Subnormal. I don't know. So, Torture Garden, what do you... What can we expect down in the dungeon?
Mm.
And it's gonna be literally down underneath.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've got pro doms from San Diego and Phoenix and all over the country coming in
to do some scenes and to
partake. It's gonna be totally interactive, so people can come down there. And
so this definitely is not gonna be just one of your. Just a regular Batcave night or a cinematic. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a really one time.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully it's going to be the first of many.
Yes.
Because one thing that's kind of unprecedented here that Paul's been able to do is he's brought, not only did he bring me into it, but he's got Soft Leather and he's got Batcave.
Exactly.
He's got Parrish.
Right.
All the people that are doing it, this
there,
kind of thing,
all
coming under one umbrella to put this together. And everybody's playing a little bit of a part. Somebody's bringing something to the table.
Right.
And but like I said, the dungeon with VIP, you need to get special access because there's going to be a lot of special stuff going down there.
So we're gonna have obviously regular bond and submission. We're gonna have Fireplay maybe.
Then you won't let us do
You
never know. Sometimes you might have to just ask for forgiveness rather than permission.
Exactly.
Knife play, maybe?
Oh, that for sure. That I'll be doing that for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because when you said cinematic, that reminded me. I remember I went to cinematic with two friends that were on the vanilla side. I have to say, and somebody was doing knife play, and they left pretty early. They weren't into it. They couldn't handle it.
Oh, this won't be nothing. I won't be doing cutting, but it'll be really, really erotic.
Right. Okay. I was going to ask you about knife play and how do you learn that something like that? I mean, besides going to you in Sanctuary LAX, how did you learn it?
I learned it from going to somebody else. Learning technique and, you know, how in the hole the pressure, you know, learning about, you know, the resilience of the skin, you know, how to do things. And if you are going to do cuts, there's a science to it about how to cut somebody without it scarring, or if somebody wants scarification, how to do it so that it will scar and show up.
You guys seem a little intrigued here.
Oh, we won't be doing the scarification part. We'll leave that for the dungeon.
I'm interested. Yeah.
The real professionals.
Dungeon. Yeah,
right. Now I wish I brought a knife, but
just happened.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's interesting. It's just, it's something that I lean towards the dom side, although for some reason Goddess Nick seems to think I'm a sub, but I don't know where I'd lay. I haven't really done it too seriously to really know, but I think I'm a dom because I've been with dom girls and it didn't work out, but more submissive girls it worked out, so a little more play. So I think
you can keep experimenting.
Yeah, I think so. I'm always experimenting.
Why settle on one? Flip flop.
Be greedy.
I think I'm a flip flopper, like
that's
you guys.
That's okay. That's okay.
Like you guys and all of our presidential candidates.
Exactly.
I'm a flip flopper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
You guys ever indulge in knife play? No. Or yes. Or
no. I mean, I'm not. I'm a clumsy person, so I'd be very wary of doing anything like that.
Not a good combination.
If he comes at you with a knife, you're getting divorced.
Yeah, I know it's going to land here or in my eye, and I'll
Plus, I would trip over and stab myself in the face. Probably that's what would go down.
Yes,
I'm the kind of person that falls downstairs, drops mugs, that anything precise like that. I'm fascinated because it really is an art form, and I couldn't. Even drawing calligraphy, I'm like, no, I can't do that. It's not for me.
So not even pencil play, no pen play.
No, I'm sure like bondage or anything, I'm sure I'd get it completely wrong.
Right.
I'm not a person that could follow a choreographed dance. That's not my brain.
Well,
you're
a musician. You have the rhythm.
I have the rhythm and I can do all that stuff, but I could never be in sync and do all the choreographed dance. Will ever happen.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
But you could probably. Maybe you should take some lessons from
Mr. C.
Yeah,
I was really intrigued with the weep.
Yeah. She was intrigued by that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So when you got, went to Sanctuary, and did you see the things you hadn't seen before?
No.
No. But you saw things that you're like, interesting.
I was taking mental notes.
She was mentally taking notes.
Well, what's something that you jotted down?
Just everything was just, it was just, wow, look an at
eye
that,
opener.
Look at that. Yeah.
It is a sanctuary.
I see that same glow that we saw in Hannah.
I think you might be more dominant than you let on.
I think I know I am.
I think he knows you are, too. Yeah.
She has her moments of being dominant, mm-hmm. for sure.
Well, I'm sure she does. Oh,
we do flip-flop.
Yes.
We put each other in our places.
I can imagine.
A little shouting in the house. shut up, shut up.
That's just a regular marriage.
Yeah.
That's not even... Well, speaking of that, now, I don't know how I missed this, but you're married.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, 2 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, is that what you do? Did you meet her at Sanctuary? Or?
Oh, actually, we met like 13 years ago, and she was working at the time as a professional sub at the Chateau. She'd come down from Portland.
Okay.
And she came to me to be mentored because she wanted to learn how to be a dominant.
Mm-hmm.
So she came over to Sanctuary back when we had the Reseda Dungeon.
Right.
And I started mentoring her and teaching her, and and obviously, being a pro sub and wanting to be a dom, it's important for her to feel everything that she's going to be doing to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And she enjoyed it. And I mean, we had great chemistry, and one thing led to another. And next thing you know, I was like, I think I've got feelings. And she's like, I want to be your sub. I want to be your slave.
Yeah.
So call
You've
her.
Heard that before.
Oh, yeah. But this was the
You hear
real.
That every day, but then you're like, there's a little more to it.
So we took in... Started down that path, and we've been together 13 years.
Congratulations.
And actually, back in 2015, I had gotten diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
And during that time, I had realized that, you know, if something was to happen, you know, if we were married, that mm-hmm. she would have certain things that she couldn't have with us not being married.
Right.
And so I asked her, and she was like, oh, yeah, I've been waiting on this. So
and
we,
she was supportive through all of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am not a good patient, okay? But she put her foot down and kept me in line and doing the things I had to do. And
you get there and drink your medicine.
almost. And, but yeah, so we got married 2 years ago, went down to Cabo for honeymoon, which is really neat.
Talk about sexy, yeah.
So we just celebrated our 2 year anniversary over at Musso and Frank's last week. Had a nice dinner.
Oh, it's open again.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
A nice prime rib dinner.
I was gonna say, does your work in the way of marriage, but it sounds like she was in it from the get go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We met in it, still do it. She's and she's totally cool because I've got a couple of other collared slaves as well.
Sure.
So she's like totally cool with that. You know, they serve me and they serve her too.
Oh, really?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Now they're taking notes.
Now we need a couple of slaves.
When Iskubi finds out that they'll come pay her to clean her house, you may go, wait, oh, let's God. Talk.
To sign up for this.
Yeah, the washing up.
Somebody will pay me to clean my house? Maybe not me. Maybe her. Yeah,
her. Maybe her.
Her. Yes. Now, and before I where's the time go? It's been an hour already.
Wow.
But I've got to say, when it's really good, when the conversation is really flowing, that's when it goes. So what? Because I was asking these guys, but I have to ask you, and I asked every body that's in the scene, what is the weirdest fetish you've come across?
Oh, that's a great question.
I'll ask all three of you.
Okay, let's see here. I mean, in the last 25 years, I think I've seen everything.
I think the weirdest thing
that I ever got was we had a client come one day, and he's like, are you into fetishes? I'm like, of course. He's like, I got a really weird fetish.
Is the sky blue? What's the matter with you?
And he's like, I'll give you two stories. Yeah. And his weird fetish was that he had a wristwatch fetish.
Oh.
So he shows up. And he's got this bag full of wristwatches that he wants to do a double with me and another mistress. So he wants us to wear all these watches while we're spanking and stuff. And it's like, we can't keep a straight face with this. You know, you're trying not to be judgmental. It's like, really? You know, oh, my God. He was serious.
He liked the TikTok? I don't know what it was,
but I'll tell you, as soon as we started putting these watches on, that little Peter meter went right up. You know, Jesus, I don't know what it was.
Meter.
Wow.
But I think the most intense thing that I've ever on.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I'm just picturing you with all these watches on your arm. And
oh, my God, yeah. And, you know, I'm not the biggest person, so they're falling down.
Oh, I'm sure,
everything's like crazy. You know,
you got like a swatch down there and like a big
watch, you know.
Yeah, but my dad, like big watches like my dad has with the band on the top and the.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, nothing ever surprises us anymore.
Yeah.
People got all kinds of different things. But I think the one of the most intense things is I had a guy come that wanted to do, he was in the CBT and he liked doing sounding and stuff. And he would bring stinging nettle.
Oh,
okay. In a bag to us.
Oh my God! What is that?
Stinging nettle.
What is that?
A plant that has got that when you
like
touch
poison
it.
Poison ivy.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. Oh, the plant. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. He would bring a bag of stinging nettle, and he would going to get put in bondage and stuff, and he would like to take the stems of the stinging nettle and stick it in his urethra.
Oh!
And he would just like, ah, you know, and stuff is like, oh, really good reaction. So it was kind of a lot of fun.
The Peter Meter went up on that one too?
It actually did. It stayed up.
Oh.
I'll tell you, we've seen a lot of stuff in 25 years.
Wow.
I got nothing to talk
about.
Wow,
and well, you're nothing.
But that was it.
No, that's why I was going to go to you first.
No, I got nothing.
Paul, give me something.
I don't.
It's not going to be quite that intense.
No, it's never going to be anything like that. I mean, I just remember in London, there's gay clubs you go to, and there'd be, you know, people giving each other head and things like that, and there'd be. But I can't remember anything that was that at that level of kind of shocking or intensity.
You can't top poison ivy.
No, you can't top urethra and poison ivy. Those two things should never go together. But we shouldn't be judgmental.
I'm not judgmental.
It was right for Mr. Urethra over there. So,
was what Damon Pierce was telling me.
Everybody's got their own theory.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Damon Pierce was telling about the ginger roots.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
What do they call that?
Figging.
Figging, yeah. I never heard of that.
Well, that what's nice about figging is that ginger root... When you put ginger root into when you put ginger root into the ass, it stings. But the thing is, as soon as you take out, it stops. There's no residual stuff, so you can control it.
But the stingers, you can't really. How do you get them out?
Like a paste.
You said with the stingers. With the guy with the stingers.
Oh, with the stinging nettle. No, it's the same thing. There really wasn't. It's not like thorns or anything like that. It's just that. It's like poison ivy. When you touch it, it irritates and stuff. So
you put it in and you could get it out.
Oh yeah, you just put it in and put the stem in again.
So figging,
that's some accuracy to be honest.
So figging, and once it's out, and you sure there's no residual, there's no juice, there's no nothing.
No, that's one of the things, safe things about figging. Now the stinging nettle, even after you take it out, it's still stinging for another hour or two.
Wow, yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, figging is when you take a shaved ginger root. Shaped like phallically, and put it up somebody's ass.
Oh, a ginger shot.
Yeah, ginger shot. So, something for you guys to try at home.
Okay, I like ginger. I did like ginger. Just in my sure now.
Wait a second. Did you hear that? He likes ginger.
So not in my ass.
I love ginger too. Anyway, where's the time go? Tell us about Torture Garden and how people can get tickets.
Well, it's in September the 14th, at the Historic Globe Theatre in Los Angeles. You can go to FaustianSociety.com.
Faustian Society.
Or you can go to Eventbrite.
Tickets.
Yeah, or Sanctuary Studios.
SanctuaryLAX.com.
I always get that wrong. SanctuaryLAX.com. Any of those places, even TortureGarden.com, the official site. There'll be links to buy tickets everywhere.
Great.
And they're going really well. We're really pleased.
Yeah, and 9:30. It starts at 9:30. We'll have a lot of giveaways.
We have a lot of great sponsors who are giving away. Mm-hmm. We have Uberlube. We have Kinky Peach. We have Contrary Dame.
Uberlube
are helping sponsor the amazing lube company. Us 1,500 giveaways.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things happening.
I didn't know Uber was getting into that.
They're getting into everything else.
I guess so. And that's great. So get there early. Get the giveaways.
Yes.
And, I am definitely going to be there. Look at how
excited you are.
Certainly are. I wouldn't miss it. It sounds like a great.
You're going to be down there too.
So, Paul, you've been great.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I
look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks. I'm going to try to talk Morgan into it, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that.
Yes.
Hannah, I think we can definitely. You guys got to meet my co-host. We're going to turn her into a dom. We really will.
Okay. And you'll all be on the guest list, of course.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, great.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, please do.
Absolutely. Well,
we're going to add one thing to it, and that this event does have a dress code, so it's no like tennis shoes or flip-flops and baseball caps.
Yeah,
it's a dressy fetish.
Yes.
King.
Leather
and beyond, yes.
Mm-hmm. Latex, leather, pink, fetish. Dressy.
Dressed to have sex.
Oh.
For excess.
Dressed to have sex.
Exactly.
And it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I just messed up your name, but Mrs. Everyone Faust. Does. I love Mrs. Faust. I'm going to change my last name to Faust. That's so great.
It's great.
That's so great. But it's been such a pleasure. Hit him with the ginger root, see what happens.
We'll try that.
Not the stingers. I wouldn't
ginger
try the stingers. Mr. Cyan, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Tell people how they can get a hold of you and Sanctuary LAX and everything else that you got going on.
It could be sanctuarylax.com or mistresscyan.com, domcon.com. And it's Mistress Cyan on Twitter, on Instagram, all those things.
Right.
So if you Google me, you'll find me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you need some discipline, or you need to learn. Mm-hmm. This is the person to learn from, mm-hmm. or the person to get your ass beat by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do a lot of classes too, so that, nope. Yeah, look me up.
There's no excuse.
None.
I'm goth comedian on all social media, and as fun as this show has been, that's how much fun, if not more, Torture Garden will be. Oh, everybody, yes. Have a wonderfully creepy week.
And we're going to get you on stage in L.A. for DomCon.
Yes, I can't wait. Excellent. Everybody, that's been a couple years we've been talking about that. Everybody, have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.